So it is the Bay, it's Cookie with you, and Rick Astley is here on the show. How are you?
I'm very good, pleasure to be here.
It's been a manic old year for you, hasn't it?
It has, but it's been great. I'm not knocking it. I'll take manic, believe me, I'll take manic any day. It's just been amazing, really. I wasn't expecting, you know, the success we've had, and it's great. I'm lapping it up.
Now, the last time we saw you, Rick, we had a chat with you at the Rewind Festival in Cheshire, back in the summer.
Yep.
And I think you mentioned then that you're about to head off to America. Well, how did that go? Was that all right?
Really good. We did a couple of shows. We did we went to New York for a few days, and then we went to Los Angeles, and we did a gig in each one, which was crazy because I haven't done gigs there for donkey's years, and I'm talking donkey's years. And then we've been back since then, and we went to Toronto and Nashville in the middle, as well as New York and LA. So America's always special for me, if I'm brutally honest, because a lot of my favourite artists and singers came from America, and it was nice to think that, you know, Luther Vandross or even Al Green might be driving their convertibles down some sunny road and I might pop on the radio. Do you know what I mean? That might have happened. In fact, it probably did happen, you know. So I think that's an amazing thing to think about. So, yeah, it was always special, and it's nice to have been back there. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is where I'm from, and it's nice to have had some success here, really. It's a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
And did you manage to take the family along this time when you did the States?
Well, my wife manages me, so she goes wherever she wants to, basically. And our daughter is actually, we're going to go to America because we're starting dates in January there. So we're going to go and spend a bit of time there before we kick off the tour. So that'll be nice to actually just have a bit of family time, to be honest, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, the album, 50, that's done amazing things. It's sold more than 150,000 copies. That's just phenomenal, isn't it?
Well, for this day and age, it is, yeah. But I can remember back when you used to sell that in a day. So, yeah, no, but listen, it's amazing. When you think about, you know, I've seen, obviously, my name and the title of the album, 50, and I've seen it next to, you know, Adele's 25, and I've seen it near, you know, Coldplay and various other artists, and you just think, what is going on? This is like somebody's just woken me up in the middle of a bizarre dream. It's just weird. I'm not even getting used to it now, if I'm honest. I know that might sound a bit like I'm playing up to it, but I'm not. I'm actually not, because I'm realistic enough to know that moments like these, they don't last forever, and they don't come along very often. So I'm kind of just trying to grab it, really, and just trying to hang on to it. But it feels a bit dreamlike at times, you know.
Yeah, you're still kind of pinching yourself now and again just to make sure that it is real.
Yeah.
And it's happening.